what it's saying. But there is other things. The things that we need to do with this, this is what we're doing. So we need to do this. We need to do this. We need to do this. So we need to do this. So we need to do this. Thank you. moves from 5 to 6. One of the first fundamental political habits is being able to split the transformers and not their generosity, their gladness, their grace, and their service. I think perhaps worship, teaching, prayer, and their communal fellowship is still a bit quicker than it is, but most effective in which has come first and which is very solid. The world is not a good building, but they are busy. And reflect on three of these qualities. First, on verse 42, the early Christians were devoted to the apostles' teaching. They were committed. Perhaps God is loving us to follow their example. The first Christians, this was in the Old Testament and the apostles' accounts of the events of Scripture, is understood in the light of Jesus' death, resurrection, and giving of the Holy Spirit. I was held to talk a while ago by a wonderful word motorbike rider in our station. He pointed out that discussing the Bible often leads to conflict. Many of us know that. Yet when we all work together to just listen to God speaking, God even speaks. I wonder whether familiarity with the Bible can make us less expectant of God speaking. Or often I think study for myself to make the world up as far as our heads, rather than change in our hearts. Perhaps we need to allow ourselves to relax more in God's loving presence and let the Spirit speak, so often in a still small voice. This is a great joy and privilege of listening to your company in the visit at home, or what we call weeks of accompanied prayer. Remember that strong week in February 2018? I was involved with such a week in Cambridge. It was quite, everyone felt very impressive as they walked through the square to get there. We began with a guided meditation of Jesus and the Good Shepherd, walking John 10 and Psalm 23. It was wonderful, as always, how God spoke to each person through those reasons in an individual way. On the first day, one day the other coming, Jesus felt very reassured of the liberty of the passage. And looked back with thanksgiving over her life and how God had led her to save her on her journey of faith. It's also what I forgot to say. The second day, the children had a little fun through the valley of the shadow of death, or as a term of diagnosis for a young neighbor. Yet she felt so scared by the Good Shepherd. I believe that God's spoken to her through this passage to remind me of his heart, mercy and graciousness, which enables her to support this young man and his family, both prayerfully and practically. God does indeed speak to us when we open our minds and hearts to listen to him speaking in the Bible. It may be sudden or gradual, a reminder, encouragement, and new truth. There are all kinds of helps for you to train, both in print and online. Bearing your spiritual diet is a great help. Another way to read the Bible or refresh the Spirit is someone else, perhaps a poor friend or someone trying to listen. This can be particularly helpful if that goal has been continued over some months and years. Just a little bit for someone else to see how God is working in us. It is a form of great encouragement to both people. Everyone's sovereign heads and hearts are often better than one. On Friday, we met to discuss how to encourage more that you can join one of the home groups from the same country, or perhaps form new ones in different formats. One of the current groups are enriched by having members from other churches. Looking together regularly, we just select. We have wonderful guest appearances in Lent in our group. To listen to God speaking in the Bible, when other books from the Christian faith, or in silence, is very encouraging. Gradually gaining the trust to share one's doubts and difficulties, joys and sorrows, is a great support on our journey of faith. Learning becomes a mutual, collaborative affair. The books also pray, whether in silence or aloud. Earlier in the morning, just different prayers, most deeply allowed There is no room in the Holy Spirit for Christ may be now to us. The Lord's team are invited to join in the dance within the church of your community, encouraging others to join in too. Now, looking at our present, I will not become so when the third Christian city is working, but the human can get to work, which is a very extensive holiday. Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They both fed at home, ate their food, and glad and generous with God, praising God. I think that all that here is a vital part of their community life. You know from there in the New Testament and other early sources that the early Christians met in their homes for a fellowship meal, where they often also drove bread together for us now communion. It was only later, perhaps not in common in common, with the lack of sharing and reverence, that the fellowship meal and the Lord's Supper became separated. Having a proper or eating together are wonderful ways to welcome others and deepen community. The bitterness of life today can be a hindrance to communal duty, but the Lord's family are close friends. The third is to set obstacles to healthy movement, more so to say, to coffee after the service. A great opportunity to get to know friends, to discuss life and faith, to encourage each other. Think back to both the linked lunch in Pavilion and the sheltered lunch as part of combating loneliness. May we tell you how much both value the joy and encouragement of being together. There's no doubt that many lonely people do not reach by an event. That challenges us to think of new ways, perhaps to regular coffee morning, a memory cafe, to reach out to folks inside and outside our church family. And thanks for joining our new community walking, you may be alerted to your faith who need to be included. Last but not least, verse 47, they enjoy the goodwill of all the people. Their enthusiasm and gladness enjoy the catching. There will be much joy and gladness as we thank him. Yet God is thankful that he really helps us to see more of God at work, especially that when life is challenging or just dreary. I thought of all this for holiday in the Song of the Psalms, at 9:45, the wonderful mix of complaints and thankfulness, doubts and faith, a great way to be alone with God. In the first 11 weeks, we sang the psalm, from Holy to Trinity Mountain. So much life is transformed and the church bursts into life. We have been and are invited to enter into this story and to meet God here and now, to hear God speaking to each of us and to our church family. If God was in you when we were young, perhaps you were in grief. There's a service of course to learn more of the Bible. Go on quiet day. Find ways to reach out to learn new folk in our village. Those voices, those who tell us, are the spirit of work in our lives.